I can record to the cloud? I'm not even sure what that is. Hello and welcome to episode 32 of the Jeffrey and Brian Show. I'm Jeffrey.
I'm Brian.
And we're just two guys drinking beer, talking about what's going on. It's been a busy-ish week, but I was insanely lazy about getting stuff to do this. But there were more shootings.
Yep.
I'm guessing that's the hot topic. You want to start there, or are you assuming that that's been talked about enough, or we can come back? We can always circle back to that.
We'll circle back with you, George.
I think our two main topics this week will be the Biden press conference and the shooting. So.
Okay. Yeah. We could easily. Maybe we'll be able to keep it under 3 hours, even with my editing. Cutting a little bit here and cutting a little bit there. I couldn't get it under 3 hours last week. I had a good time last week, though. That was a good episode.
Yeah. I don't know what time. I think I ended up falling asleep on the recliner after. Because we talked for like another 2 hours after we stopped recording.
Yeah, you probably got in a lot of trouble in the morning.
No, she was fine with it. She prefers if I sleep on the recliner on Saturday nights.
Yeah, I get that. And, you know, at least you're not at the bar getting blasted and driving home or something.
Driving home, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're right. There's less responsible ways to get pass out drunk.
It didn't cost me too much money. You know, I already had the liquor in the house.
There you go. Yeah, you didn't have to pay for gasoline either.
Nope.
Mm.
Which is going through the roof. It's up in price.
Man, we're going to have to address that sooner or later, but I got a feeling that's just something we're not going to do right now. We're going to have to
circle back. Like, I can circle back. I'll circle back with you.
I'm sorry. I only have one at the ready because I like this one.
We're going to have one. That's the one that has.
I changed my flag behind me here to the Gadsden Don't Tread on Me flag.
Okay.
Because I've been flying in the front yard for a while, and everything's been going on with all this stuff. I do not need someone coming and telling the police that I'm a crazy bastard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not that I'm saying there's anything wrong with that flag, but it's associated with extremist groups for some reason. I was very close to putting up the Florida state flag behind me for this show, though, just because I've been so pleased with DeSantis lately.
He's going to make a nice nominee for president at some point.
Possibly. It was funny because I cracked jokes with Tina. It'd be a fun sign of protest around here to fly the Florida flag underneath the United States flag. And I was like, there's maybe like 15 people within 20 miles that would understand what that meant.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like no one would even get it. They wouldn't even realize that was a different state's flag flying there.
Yeah.
Shoot, I got a feeling most of my neighbors have no idea what a Massachusetts flag looks like. Not picking on them, but I mean, would you be able to pick a Massachusetts? Would you be able to pick a Virginia flag out?
No.
Exactly. Anyway, let's get into this junk, I guess. A lot of people have been getting shot. A lot of crazy stuff. You know, maybe there is something to this claim that it's the right-wing guys that are crazy because we didn't see a whole lot of nuts going nuts under Trump. It's not like, you know. And the argument could be made that people are rebelling against Biden are going nuts and killing people. Therefore, the extremists would be the right wingers. Not saying that's true or not. I'm just saying that's an easy argument to make, right?
Well, you know, and you know, this Syrian born Muslim,
the white supremacist Christian.
No, not that. And AOC, you know, she screwed up her Twitter feed by jumping to conclusions on that, you know. Because Twitter said all gun violence like that is done by white supremacist hate groups and stuff.
You know? That's the dumbest thing you could say. I'm assuming she meant like a mass shooting event versus gun violence.
Which this was by the definition of mass shooting.
Yes, and I'll accept that argument. And the problem is when you make things definitive, like all. Wasn't the Fort Hood guy? Didn't he shoot a whole bunch of people several years ago?
Yep, that was workplace violence.
And he was not a white dude nor Christian.
No.
You know, just you can never make a definitive statement like that. It's too easy to poke a hole in right away, you know?
And there's no reason to, like, jump to conclusions before we know all the facts. You know, she was tweeting out, you know, basically while it was still happening, and the police hadn't even, you know, hadn't even announced, you know, anything about the person they had in custody.
Should have been easy enough to tell it wasn't a white dude.
You know, and then some of the news articles I was listening to on the No Agenda show today, they said that he was in a firefight with police. And then another one said he pulled his pants down so he only had his boxers on and turned around and walked with his hands up back up to the police.
Wow, that did not take long for Ray to get ready to...
He's still eating.
Oh, all right.
But, you know, it's like, get your facts straight before you start reporting.
Yeah, if the guy was the guy in his underpants with his back to the police? He survived that, right? That
yes, dude? He did. Uh-huh. He asked for his mommy.
Cool. Let's be real, man. Anyone who's going to go and shoot into a crowd isn't right in the head. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's the issue that I wish would stop getting forgotten about in this whole process. It ain't about assault rifle bans. It ain't about, you know, let's ban more guns or universal background checks. It's about mental health. We have to figure out how to solve the mental health issue.
True, because, and see, I think your gun control people would have a better argument if they use mental health in conjunction with what they're trying to say.
But they're not.
No, exactly. But if they were saying it's too easy for someone who's not well to get their hands on a firearm, I'll stand up and say, I agree, we need to figure this out. But when you try to make sweeping legislation saying that you're not allowed to own a semi-automatic weapon, it's like, well, what are you supposed to do if a pig attacks you, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, not that people in New York City are getting attacked by pigs, but someone in, you know, well, I don't know where the pigs
by
live.
By definition, if they want to ban semi-automatic guns, does that mean we can only have revolvers at that point?
Or pump shotgun? Action, or pump action, or bolt action, muzzle load, or rotating barrels that are preloaded. That's the thing is they make it sound like, oh, we're gonna get rid of this issue. There's always a way around a law.
Yeah.
Right now, Massachusetts, one of the most heavily gun-regulated states, I found out I actually do need a permit to own a shotgun that's not muzzle-loaded.
Okay.
However, I can build my own shotgun in Massachusetts. That's perfectly legal. I don't have to register or anything. I just can't buy ammo. Now, I could produce my own ammo, but, I mean, who knows how many people realistically know what they're doing well enough to make gunpowder safely. You know what I mean?
Well, and another thing I'd like to point out is Colorado is one of those very strict gun law states, similar to Massachusetts and California and Illinois.
Wasn't there a mass shooting in Colorado several years ago? Wasn't one of the schools?
At the movie theater in Aurora.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And was it a Batman release or something?
Batman or something like that. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So it's not more gun laws are going to solve the problem. We got to look at the root cause of these problems, these people that are getting their hands on guns and doing this, you know, and 9 times out of 10, it has to do something with mental issues that are going on in their lives. They're saying this kid was a loner, you know, he was, you know, always by everybody's definition, kind of weird, you know.
If I may, the decision to kill people is made before the tool you use to do the killing is selected. You know what I mean? If I've decided I'm going to go hurt a bunch of people,
yeah.
Then I'll look at what I have available. Oh, I have a rifle available. It's already there. But if I don't, I can get my hands on a weapon easy enough.
Yeah.
And as I've said several times on this show, I'm never going to tell anyone how to make a bomb, but it is not difficult to make an explosive device at all. It doesn't have to be gunpowder. It could be stuff that's in your garage under your kitchen sink. And if I can't get my hands on a rifle or a pistol or a shotgun, and I'm that intent on hurting people, I can make it happen if I really wanted to. All you do is pay attention in chemistry class, you know?
Uh-huh.
Exactly. It's inside you. The mental illness is what caused it to happen. The access to this particular weapon, just that's why it went that direction. You know, if the kid had a katana, he might have just gone to school with a katana or something, you know? That actually happened in Virginia a while ago.
Yeah. And it's interesting because another article I had in here, the same lawyer that represented the Aurora shooter is now representing Hamad Alisa.
Well, everyone has a right to representation. I have and that lawyer's already kicked himself, shot himself in the foot real good by defending a mass shooter, right? Yes. So, I mean, no one wants to touch that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just because he has a right to representation doesn't mean he has a right to my representation.
Right. Well, he's a public defender, so.
Well, then he absolutely has a right to your.
He's getting paid by the state to defend whoever he gets assigned, basically. Just interesting that he gets assigned to
the same guy. I wonder if they did that on purpose or, oh boy.
Here we go.
We got an extra guapo again.
We're seeing double now.
Yeah, it's funny. Shoot, see if I can find it. I have no idea where I've got it hidden now. Yeah, here we go. I was watching, you know, Fleckus Talks?
No.
I'm not surprised. We follow very different stuff, which is why we disagree just enough to make the show entertaining. But he's this like bearded hippie guy. He looks like he eats granola. You know what I mean?
YouTube?
Huh?
He's on YouTube?
Yeah. But he looks.
I don't go to YouTube for that kind of stuff.
I get that. But he looks very far left wing and he goes to these like anti-gun protests and he's got a microphone duct taped to a spoon and he's asking people questions, a wooden spoon.
Uh-huh.
And they're wicked honest with him because he looks like one of these, you know, I went and humped a tree yesterday, people.
Yeah.
But this is one of the ladies' arguments why you shouldn't be allowed to have a certain weapon.
Okay.
You don't need an assault rifle. You don't need a civilian doesn't need an assault. I have face tattoos. Like, I don't need to be owning a gun. I'm irresponsible already.
You shouldn't be allowed to have an AR-15 because she is dumb enough to tattoo her face.
Right. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Maybe she shouldn't own an assault rifle, even though I guarantee if he would have dug deeper into that, she didn't even know an assault rifle is.
No, and actually that's, wow, I think I'm getting you back from your own computer coming into your own mic. That's crazy. No, but exactly, and that was somewhere I was going directly was Colorado supposedly just lifted their bans on assault rifle, didn't they?
Well, the federal ban on assault rifles expired. And that's what Biden's talking about. He's like, we did it when I was in the Senate. We can do it again.
And what did this assault rifle ban actually prohibit?
It was because, a few years back.
Well, you can call something whatever you want to call it. It doesn't make it something else.
No.
Just because you called it an assault rifle doesn't mean it's more deadly than... Yes, 120 years ago in Biden's Senate.
Yeah.
But a true assault weapon has selective fire. It has single shot, three round burst, and full auto. That has been illegal in the United States since 1985 in terms of owning one produced since 1985. And it's incredibly difficult to get your hands on an old one. So there are no, quote, assault rifles in this country. Now, there are some that are painted black that have comfortable grips to be able to fire them accurately.
Yeah.
That look scary. Problem is too many people watch SEAL Team or whatever, or watch the David Boreanaz show and think that the SEALs are actually going into combat with AR-15s.
Right.
Are you kidding me? I wouldn't want to be in a gunfight on my street with an AR-15 in my hand. Not that it's a bad weapon, but it does not have the stopping power of a shotgun.
No. I think the SEALs are using M4s now.
They bring whatever weapon it is that they need for any particular thing.
Yeah.
But I mean, really, what is an AR-15 better at than an M16 in any way? An M14. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Over the M1, I'll say at least it's semi-automatic.
Right.
All right. What else did talk?
A police officer died in the shootout too. So,
once it becomes a mass shooting, does that become federal jurisdiction, or is that still a state issue?
I don't know. I think it's still a state issue.
Colorado executes, don't they?
Well, Virginia just outlawed it, so.
You know, it's funny. I keep going back and forth on that subject. That's why I refuse to act moral on either argument of it.
Well, we haven't executed anybody in the state of Virginia in like 2 decades. So.
Yeah, like California.
Yeah.
Well, there you go, right? Exactly. Terrorist attack. What is a terrorist attack?
And there were no Muslim terrorist attacks in the last 4 years while President Trump was in office.
Which I find difficult to believe, honestly, that nobody, and not saying that they're everywhere, but look how many happened under, well, actually, there you go. Say, look how many under up to Obama. Obama was bombing the crap out of the Middle East.
Yeah, with his missile list, his drone list.
Trump dropped, what, one massive bomb on a mountain, underground mountain system. And then we bombed Syria under Biden. And then all of a sudden a Syrian goes nuts. Maybe we shouldn't be blowing these people up. We're supposedly there because we're building them schools and roads, right? Mm-hmm. They obviously don't want us there. Why? We're in the same place in Afghanistan that Russia was at the same point in their campaign, 20 years into the campaign. 20 years, dude. There were kids in Afghanistan right now that this fight was still happening when they were born.
Oh, yeah. Well, Trump was in the process of pulling us out, you know, but I guarantee that, you know, because we need to now revitalize the economy, you know, and the best way to revitalize the economy is war. A nice war.
Yeah, but the problem is who's... Let me go conspiracy theory here.
Put the hat on.
I don't have a hat on me.
All right.
But it almost seems like they're trying to erase all the world's debt and wipe out this population problem by creating so much tension that the entire world is willing to kill each other, not just nation against nation, but neighbor against neighbor and brother against brother. They're sowing division.
Exactly.
Almost like they're doing it on purpose.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know what else to call it, man. It's like, you see what China's been saying? I mean, they're flat out calling out Biden.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear about the press conference in Alaska?
Oh, my God. I tried to listen to it.
Oh, my God. It was only go for 20 minutes and went for like an hour and a half.
Well, it's because you need three people to try to translate from English to Mandarin and Mandarin to English because there's so many weird ways to translate things. So then you had to go through the whole thing. Then they had to sit there and go through the argument, come up with their own response, then send one back to be translated, be broken down. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm watching. I'm like, are you kidding me? That's why I didn't bother watching the Biden thing. I watched a couple highlights at his press conference. I was like, I can't do this again.
I watched like 30 seconds of it. It's like, no. I mean, when he came, I heard the part where he said that somebody asked him if they expected him to be running against President Trump in 2024. And he actually had the nerve to say he
didn't come on, man.
The Republican Party by that.
Showing international under pressure.
Man knows what he's talking about. Yeah, but well, there might not be a Republican Party. I've been saying this for a little while. There might not be a Democrat Party. And if my, we'll circle back to Trump, but if Trump does leave, and form a party, he could do it just like he's doing with a social media outlet. But we'll come back to that in a little bit. We're in the middle of something else.
Right.
What the hell were we talking about anyway? Talk about guns and
the shooting.
Yeah.
What's this? One of the first one you got up here, grocery shooting, by arrested and.
Oh, I was supposed to say guy. Yeah, is Publix a supermarket?
Yeah, it started out in Florida. It's a southern supermarket.
Yeah, a guy got picked up. A customer watched the guy go into the bathroom with an AR-15, a shotgun. That's what he could see, so he called somebody. And then finally, they called the police, and they found the guy with a six firearms all together on his person, two pistols. It's just nothing happened, but it blew my mind. It's like, was he making a Second Amendment statement, or was he ready to go kill everybody?
Right.
And that's the issue, man. That's why I think more people should carry guns, is because you never know who the guy with an AR-15 on his back is. He just making a statement?
Yeah.
Or is he getting ready to shoot a bunch of people? Because realistically, what are you doing bringing an AR-15 to the supermarket? You're either making a point, or you're making a point one way or the other. Either it's how many people you killed or that the government's not allowed to take it from you.
Exactly.
By the way, I've moved all of my firearms upstairs so they are safe from Biden.
How's that? Why are they safe from Biden on the second floor?
Because he can't go upstairs.
Okay. He'll get there eventually, you know, after a few falls.
True, but by then, I've had enough time to go get my weapon.
Okay.
Oh, man. I don't remember what I put. Oh, I am tempted to start hate watching. We will bring up the Suez Canal.
I knew we would. I didn't put it on the list. I knew we would.
Yeah.
Three Navy guys are gonna. We've all been. Well, I don't know about Ray, but you and I have both been through the Suez Canal personally. You know,
it was crazy too.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll come back to Bill Maher. Let's talk about the Suez Canal. Like, how the hell did these guys jackknife in a canal? Well,
There should have been a pilot, like a harbor pilot type person on board the cargo ship.
There should have been like 200 people guiding the ship through this canal.
Yeah.
Like you said, you went through. Was it on the same ship as me?
No.
Ah, oh, that's too bad.
That'd I did Westpac cool. on the Carl Vinson.
I did a world tour. Well, I guess the wind's too strong, but then they should have known. Wow. So someone who gave the green light screwed up if it was the wind that blew them out of place.
Yeah. And what about tugboats around them? You know, why wasn't there, if the wind's so strong, they should have had a tugboat on each side guiding them along.
Yeah. Yeah, it's costing what every seafaring nation. It's costing like $30 million an hour or something stupid like that.
They're paying $10 billion a day.
Oh my god. But yeah, I can just remember the team that it took to get the carrier through.
Yeah, it was like inches on each side.
It was even crazier. As you go up to the flight deck and you looked over the edge of the flight deck and you saw sand on one side straight down. You're like, okay, first of all, we're on a boat.
Yeah.
But then you go over the other side and you look over the side and you see like lush grass and trees and you're looking around.
Yeah,
like,
we had a little bit more room on an LHA. Huh. But, you know, we were able to see the armed guards on each side of the canal.
Oh, we saw the guys on the desert side in their jeeps with a 50 cal pointed at us.
Yeah.
And then the Egyptians waving at us. And I was like, if I lived in the desert and this one little strip of land here made a difference between desert and lush, beautiful forest.
Uh-huh.
I'd be pretty pissed off too. And I, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not that it was forest, but you know,
right.
It was alive over there.
No, it's crazy, you know, and you know,
that fertile crescent.
They widened this thing out a while back. And apparently, and this isn't in the actual canal. It's right before one of the entrances to the canal.
Okay. So it just blocked traffic from getting into the canal.
Yeah. There's people stuck in the middle lake and there's people stuck on each side of the canal. And the ships are just piling up.
And you know, someone's sitting there looking at the situation going, what's it going to cost to sail around? You know what I mean?
Well, if it stays blocked for weeks, it will be cheaper for them to end up sailing around.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
Maybe saying, I should. You know, best case scenario, they might have it unstuck in a week. You know,
a week?
The U.S. Navy has said they're going to send engineers and people to help the Egyptians, but the Egyptians don't really want any help. They want to prove to the world that they can do that themselves.
I understand Egypt's point of view, but at the same time, Egypt should say, if you guys can offer us resources, this isn't just affecting us, it's affecting literally the entire world.
Yeah.
And who owns the canal?
The Egyptians.
Egypt owns it?
Yeah.
And what do they charge someone to go through that thing?
I bet it's a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, I bet it's got to be at least seven figures, right? It's got to be at least $1 million to go through the Suez Canal. I mean, just the pumps.
It depends on the size of the ship, you know, and whether it's commercial or not. You know?
Just flooding the locks, because that's a lock system.
Yeah,
right? So you have to close them and seal it off and flood one.
Right. Uh-huh.
Just running the equipment to do that's got to cost a ton of money.
Yeah. I mean, when sailboats go through, they go through with other ships. So,
yeah. Now just wait to see what this is going to do to gas prices. Ho, ho, ho. You thought they were bad right now?
Yeah.
I actually told the wife, I was like, go fill up on gas. Yeah. Ray's like, I didn't even think of that. No, no, seriously, everyone who is listening, go top off.
It would have been a big issue if President Trump was still in office, because we would still be getting oil out of our fracking oil fields, and we'd still be independent. But now we are dependent on foreign oil again, and I guarantee some of it comes through the Suez Canal.
Here's the question. Is this how Venezuela is going to pull their ass out of the frying pan?
No.
This is their chance to get out of socialism, though. Get rid of all their debt by supplying the world, the entire Western Hemisphere with oil.
They're not getting out of socialism. They like it too much. The government likes it too much. The people don't like it, but the government does. So.
The wealthy elites that are making all the money on controlling that oil.
Uh-huh.
Do they still have all that oil?
Oh, yeah. The oil's still there. They just have no way or no electronic. The oil fields are all destroyed because they were mismanaged by the government. Jeez.
What are you taking pictures of?
Oh, Kathy mounted this little cat house up on the wall for the cats to climb into. And every once in a while, a cat will actually get in it. They're not fans of it, so.
All right.
Nobody's buying toilet paper?
May as well start using $1 bills. Yeah, I don't know what that TP thing is about. I guess it's that people aren't afraid of TP disappearing. Here's the real question. It doesn't even fucking matter. I don't even care anymore. You know, anything to add with the Suez Canal thing?
I mean, it's just going to be interesting to watch and see if there's any new processes for this. I mean, it's never happened before, but that doesn't mean that it couldn't happen again. So, I mean, it's going to show how reliant the world is on not just the Panama Canal, but the Suez Canal.
I paused recording for that because that was a good time to pause anyway. You're right, Ray, though. Butt wipes, especially the stuff made from bamboo, the nice expensive stuff that dissolves really easy, that the hippies like, it's going to skyrocket in price.
A lot of this going to rise in price.
We're not recording right now anyway. It's paused because Ryan's taking a dump or a piss. But most of our TP, isn't it getting made from trees in the Amazon?
I don't know. Everything is made in China, so.
True, it might have been harvested in the Amazon, shipped to China, processed.
Did we talk about how the Amazon forest may not be causing climate change?
Hold on, I hit pause earlier. What was that, Bri?
Did we talk about how they came out and said that the Amazon might not be causing the deforestation of the Amazon might not be as bad a thing as they said it was or something?
Well, what they're saying now is that the fact that we've cut down trees and new ones are growing in and new root systems are going in, that it's turning up soil or releasing methane gas reservoirs underground. Okay. And that is they're literally saying that the Amazon rainforest is causing global warming. And they were saying before that was the only thing protecting us from global warming.
Make it up as they go.
Like we said, they typically predict something that's 50 to 70 years in the future so that they can't be proven wrong.
Right. They're dead by then.
Like, wasn't New York City supposed to be underwater by 20 years ago, according to Gore?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh my God, I'm so old. I feel even worse that I remember him saying that. It's even sadder was I was just a little kid when he said that. But he scared the crap out of me. He's like, oh, because I was like, I live next to the ocean. I was like, I don't want to drown.
Yeah. And did we talk about Bill Maher?
No, I don't even know what to. I'm tempted to start hate watching this guy.
All right.
He flip flops on everything, and he's the first one to do it. So he's so trendy and edgy and ahead of the curve. But he's freaking out, flipping out about China and our rights being taken away and pretty much everything that he's been saying was made you a Nazi, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's him changing his views or if it's just him being the antagonist and arguing against whoever's in office.
Yeah.
But he pisses me off and he's got a lot of influence. I mean, certainly at least six people more watch his show than ours.
Maybe. He's on HBO, so.
True. And I used to like when he did Politically Incorrect. But that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, he did something in particular that pissed me off. I don't remember what it was. Oh, well. Now we can skip this woke mob thing. That's something we'll find a way to come back to.
All right. So should we, let's, before we get on to President Biden.
Before we go too much further, let's mention that we have an email account that we keep forgetting to bring up.
Oh, yeah. The Jeffrey and Brian Show at gmail.com.
Check us out. Give us a topic or even request to come on. I really need to remember to bring this up at the beginning of the show. Anyway, what were you saying? I'm sorry.
Let's talk about Spring Breakers.
down in Miami?
Well, and Hawaii now, too. They're complaining about them there, too.
The police got involved in Miami because there were women blocking the streets by shaking their asses. They were twerking in the streets and blocking traffic.
And so, what did the police do?
In this particular case, I'm not sure, but I know they did tear gas people the next day. It was ridiculous. Let them get out, man. Let people get out of the house. You're driving them nuts. The only time you seem to accept when people get out of the house is when the Democrats have a victory. You know what I mean? You can go and celebrate this guy winning or that guy winning, but any other time you're killing grandma. Meanwhile, Cuomo is actually killing elderly people.
Yeah.
He just got in trouble for something else again.
Yeah, because he, when they started doing COVID testing when it's available, he gave preferential treatment to all his family members.
That's right. That's like number one corruption thing that everyone should hear and know.
Yeah. Florida is not the only state open now.
No, South Dakota fully opened, didn't they?
South Dakota never closed.
That's right. They didn't do anything.
No, they stayed open the whole time. Florida's open, Texas is open, South Dakota's open, and we just opened up to, you can have 100 people at your house outside now.
Ooh, that's better than what the president offered us. He said, if you get a vaccine and someone else gets a vaccine, maybe you can have one person, maybe we'll have the freedom. They used the word freedom.
Yes, he did.
To have someone.
For the 4th of July.
I was like, are you really going to tell me I might have freedom on the 4th of July? I was like, if this isn't, that had to have been a test, dude. You know what I mean? That had to be like a flare that's shooting up to see who sees it. It's like, you're going to honestly tell me I don't have the freedom to hang out with my friends and family on the 4th of July? You're trying to start a fight, aren't you?
Yep.
And yeah, right. But though, when you mentioned that Florida's the only one open, you're right. They're not the only one open. But as I mentioned earlier, I almost put the Florida flag up behind me instead of this Gadsden flag, which sucks. You cannot see that flag very well. Yeah. The POW flag showed up good behind me.
Yeah, but, you know, and they're saying Hawaii's got an issue now, too, because for the longest time, Hawaii had a strict quarantine in place. But now, if you get a negative COVID test before your flight, you don't have to quarantine for 10 or 14 days when you get to Hawaii. So everybody's getting their negative tests and flying to Hawaii now for spring break. Actually, my niece and her boyfriend are flying to Hawaii. I think they fly today. So using those same rules.
Did we mention the American Red Cross last week?
No.
Okay. This is good then. The American Red Cross. Now this, data obviously only applies to blood donors, right?
Yeah.
The American Red Cross has found that over 20% of blood donors have had and fought off COVID. Now, if we can assume that's a cross-section of the population, I don't know how else to do this. That's saying that 20% of the population has had this disease and didn't even know it.
Uh-huh.
So you're saying that this vaccine is so safe, you're trying to mandate it for a virus that's so dangerous that most people didn't know they had it.
Yeah.
Yeah, where's my conspiracy sunglasses again?
Well, you know, and I love seeing the Facebook posts, you know, about, hey, the vaccine's safe, it's FDA approved, get your vaccine.
It's not approved.
It's approved for emergency use.
Authorized.
Authorized for emergency use.
There's a difference between authorization and approval.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my trainer at the gym, she was trying to sign me up for the vaccine today. And I told her, all right. I was like, no, I was a guinea pig enough in the Navy. I'm going to wait until the FDA actually officially approves this thing before I get it, you know?
Yeah. And what'd she say to that? She assumed it was already approved?
No, she knew it wasn't approved, but she thought that everybody should get it, you know, and, you know, whether with ands or buts.
Well, there's been a lot of people insisting that everyone get MMR vaccines too. And
that's what it is. This is an MMR vaccine.
Well, this is a corona vaccine.
But it's altering your DNA.
No, MMR is measles, mumps, rubella.
Oh, not mRNA is what this one is. Yeah.
And personally, I think that if you're healthy enough to deal that a measles, mumps, rubella shot, you should get one. But I've been making this argument for a long time. I don't know if it's been on this show much. I think it's ridiculous for the government to mandate that you have to pump drugs into your body or your children. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You should not be allowed to force someone to take medication, and you shouldn't be allowed to take away rights or privileges because they refuse to take your drugs too.
Yeah. Well, that's what it's going to come down to. In order to go anywhere, you're going to have your vaccine passport to do anything.
So what you're saying is my medical record's no longer allowed to be private.
Right.
So now they get to find out, you know, how many times you've had, you know, gonorrhea or, you know what I mean? Been in stupid accidents and hurt yourself or, shoot, cut yourself because you're not okay in the head. That's none of these people's business. If they have access to your medical record, they have access to all this crap, don't they?
Well, I don't think you're giving them access to your medical record. There's going to be a way to a little passport system that you can put your vaccine information in.
Yeah, that's the foot in the door. That's the foot in the door. Now I've opened the door enough. So now I can, now I want all this other stuff. Just like I brought this up under Trump, and hey, let's circle back.
All right.
Brought up under Trump with the bump stock thing.
Yep.
It pissed me off that he did it, period, and that he did it through executive action. He went, opened the door, and now Biden's talking about executive orders to pass all this gun legislation. Unfortunately, no one did anything under Trump. No Supreme Court stepped in under Trump, so no one's... We already showed that nothing would have happened anyway.
Right.
But now Biden knows that there's nothing going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, it's a slippery slope, and we're just going to keep sliding down unless somebody stops it. And it's interesting that there's a couple of gun cases in front of the Supreme Court right now. Let's see if anything happens with them.
Somebody just, something just happened with gun cases somewhere. I can't remember what it was.
The Supreme Court just ruled there was a girl that sued the police for an unlawful search because they shot her because they said that she was evading arrest, and the Supreme Court said yes, she could sue.
Okay, I thought it had something to do with civilians owning firearms.
Ninth district.
What about the ninth? Oh, yeah. That sounds familiar. Maybe I just remember the wrong thing then. Yeah, by the way, you noticed that Biden hasn't allowed press down to the border facilities?
No, but photos are getting out.
They say you can't open or conceal carry anymore?
Yeah, they're saying the Second Amendment doesn't give you the right to open carry or conceal carry. It's only for defending your home.
Right. Keep and bear arms. That means I can have it upon my person, right?
Well, that's what the Ninth Circuit Court said you can't do.
Oh, so they said you are, in fact, allowed to carry a weapon.
No, they said you can have it for your home defense, but you're not allowed to carry it.
Then what does bare arms mean then?
I don't bare arms, I guess.
That sounds like you're allowed to keep arms. it seems crazy to me because the arguments, the weapons they're telling you to defend your home with are way more dangerous than the stuff they're trying to outlaw. Like I mentioned before, it's like if you fire a shotgun down your hall, there's nothing surviving that blast. You fire a single round from an AR-15 down the hall, you might, you know, you could hit one thing. Oh well. But anyway, I brought up the border thing. Did you see? Well, one, that they're not allowing press at the border.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's interesting that even it's gotten so bad at the border, Democrat congressmen are releasing photos from the border.
You see the ones that Project Veritas released?
No.
Oh, they're pretty gruesome. They're like 700% capacity, and it's nasty.
But they're COVID free coming across the border.
According to who?
According to Biden.
I thought we weren't testing them.
Oh, we're testing them, but it doesn't matter if you get a positive test or a negative test. You're allowed to go through the border.
And they're not even... All right. At least we used to be...
They're not giving them court dates or anything anymore. They're just letting them go.
I want to address what Ray just brought up, but not immediately. I'm gonna come back to that. I forgot what we were talking about.
We're talking about overpopulation.
Oh, yeah.
At the border, at the facilities. And he says it's Trump's problem. Biden did not cause this problem.
The migrants themselves and the Mexican president said these people are coming up here because Biden said we're not going to say no to you.
They're wearing Biden t-shirts and flying Biden flags.
And someone showed me a picture of this caravan coming from Guatemala. Like, these people walked from Guatemala. And I looked at this one lady and I was like, no way she walked from Guatemala. She had to weigh 230 pounds. Again, you know, not picking on heavy people, but
buses up the Central America. Well, somebody's paying for this caravan.
Well, you know how you get that border shut down in a hurry? Get Donald Trump to fly 6 or 7 jets from Russia to Mexico and have 5,000 Russians walk across the border of the United States.
That'd be funny.
Trump
wouldn't even have to do it. Putin would do it on his own.
Hey, Putin, do it. It'd be hilarious. It'd be funny watching how fast they shut that border down. Going, they're all going to vote for Trump.
Since we switched to voting for a second, let's talk about the new Georgia state law regarding elections.
I saw something about this. What did it say?
Basically, we talked about it a little bit last week, but now it's actually been signed into law. In order to get it, they put a lot more restrictions on absentee ballots and mail-in ballots. You got to, when you ask for an absentee ballot or a mail-in ballot, you got to provide a picture ID with the application and another one when you return it. Biden came out against the law, and now he says that this is the reason why the federal government has to step in and change election law.
Why do we need to make it so you don't have to identify yourself to vote? What's their argument behind this?
It restricts minorities from being able to vote.
By that logic, wouldn't requiring a ton of ID and charging insane taxes on firearms restrict minorities from owning firearms?
Well, they just buy them illegally.
Well, I'm just saying that you also have a right to have a weapon. And by putting tons of taxes on these things, and you're making it so that the poor can't even afford a gun to defend themselves, and you're requiring, what, 3 or 4 forms of ID and background checks? Yeah. When was the last time you've heard of a background check to vote?
Never heard of one.
Well, the argument, because that's what they keep saying, it's your right.
Mm-hmm.
It's my right to have a weapon. I don't like the fact that this is why I refuse to side with the Republicans, is because they have this argument right in front of them, but they refuse to push it because they have no balls. Right. They got no spines, and not the Republican voter.
No, it's the Republican party.
We got no balls. Why aren't they pushing this right back at them when they come up with this voting stuff and be like, if you want to make it this easy to vote because it's your right, then let's make it that easy that $50 can go buy you a shotgun. Right. No ID required. And then, you know, they're going to say, well, you're not allowed to have a gun if you're a felon. You're not allowed to vote if you're a felon.
You can in Virginia now, as long as you've done your time.
Yeah.
Automatic voting rights.
Yeah, I'd like to see. I would have to check the U.S. Constitution about that again. It's been a long time since I've read the articles concerning voting. You know what I mean? That doesn't sound right. I know we covered this a while ago, though.
Yeah.
Oh my God. How is it this difficult to straighten that? Sorry, to straighten that ship out, though. Like, you seriously think it would just take a big winch on either side to pull? You know what I mean?
Well, you got it. It depends on, I don't know what kind of soil they have in Egypt. You know, in the Chesapeake Bay, it's all mud. So, You know, it may be. It's flat. The Chesapeake Bay is very forgiving when you run aground. The canal may not be as forgiving.
I guess so.
You know, we're talking about a ship bigger than the Empire State Building.
Yeah.
They're trying to get unstuck now.
Jeez Louise.
So what about the Rio Grande crossing?
Oh. There's arguments. There's a lot of people saying that CNN was involved with faking this Rio Grande crossing, and then Border Patrol was involved. They have all this evidence to come about with it. But everyone's been publishing this stuff. And the big argument was that these guys don't do it in the middle of the day. They're not that brazen. They don't do it like this. But maybe under Biden, they're that brazen, knowing that no one's going to do anything about it. They really will just cross the river, flip you off, and come into the country now.
Yeah.
I don't think it was necessarily fake. And if it was, a whole bunch of people fell for it because a lot of conservative outlets published it too.
Yeah.
And what's his name there? Ted Cruz just did a 1990s investigative journalism style thing. Like in the dark with the camera, like, we see him coming across the river now.
That's stupid.
Yeah. I was like, is this Blair Witch Project?
Since you've veered into Ted Cruz, I'd like to bring up his press conference briefly.
Sure.
The one where the reporter asked him to put a mask on. Did you hear about that?
No, I did not.
A reporter asked him to put a mask on, and he said, I've been vaccinated. I don't need to put a vax on. And the guy come back with something else, and he's like, well, if you don't feel comfortable, you can back away from me.
Thank you.
And he brought up, you know, after the fact, he brought up woke journalism, you know, woke journalists, you know, they're more worried about the mask than they are about the actual facts of the news.
No, exactly. What their thing with the mask was originally was, if you can't be 6 feet apart from someone because like you have to work next to them or you're in the supermarket, put this mask on. That's going to help you. That was the idea.
Right.
And now they're saying 6 feet apart, mask, no, double mask.
3 feet.
Huh?
All the schools are going to 3 feet now.
Yeah. And it's like, if you're that concerned that you're going to die being here, why are you here?
Yeah.
Just like that. Just like that, the statistic that you keep hearing, that like 25% of girls that go to college are raped. If you genuinely believed that, you would not send your daughter to college.
No.
You wouldn't. You know what I mean?
Nope.
And I've heard people try to make arguments like, well, they're like, no, bullshit. You would not. I was like, tell you what, send her over to my house tonight. There's a 75% chance she will not be raped. They'd punch me in the mouth.
Yeah, they would.
And it's just like, I know you don't believe these statistics that we keep bringing up, because if you did, you wouldn't do what you're doing.
Right, exactly.
Like, if you believe this COVID crap, you wouldn't be taking your mask off with your bare hand to smell a watermelon, roll it around, look at it, pop it and listen to it and put it back to put your mask back on. He'd be like, no, I'm going to die if I do that. Uh-huh. It just drives me nuts, man. It's this, it's easier to quote Mark Twain. It's easier to fool the people than to convince the people they've been fooled.
Yeah. I'm a firm believer that the mask is just to make everybody feel good. It's like a security blanket for everybody.
Really? Because I thought it was to take our identities away from us as they took away our freedom to speak so we wouldn't have our sense of self, therefore would fall into communism, a single unit of cohesion.
All right. Well, you're digging deeper into it than I am. But yes, it's basically the same thing.
Where are my conspiracy sunglasses, right?
You can't wear them for the whole show.
Maybe I should.
Maybe.
I don't know, man. It's again, if you believe this stuff, you wouldn't be acting the way that, you know what I mean? We wouldn't have people acting the way they did if they believed it. So why are they pushing it so hard? Why are they so insistent upon pushing this idea? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How many politicians have we seen like, oh, believe all women, and then they get accused, Cuomo.
Yeah.
And it's where's the evidence? Biden, or the we don't need to verify votes because that's racist. And now we're calling music. I want every one of the signatures verified. It's like, why isn't anyone calling this out?
Governor Newsom.
Yeah, Newsom, California. And granted, you and I ain't talking, and right, we're bringing this up, but who the hell listens to us?
Nobody.
Yeah, nobody. It's like Tucker Carlson's not even really bringing that stuff up, and he's got a pretty big audience. Sorry, I went on another rant. I do that.
That's fine. That's the name of it. That's pretty much the theme of our show.
How's the baby treating you, Ray?
Good. She's calm.
Oh, shoot. I didn't realize you weren't muted. That's good. She's nice and quiet then, huh?
Yeah. The kids went to bed now, so.
Yeah. Do we want to talk about ratings for CNN and MSNBC?
Sure, I was going to go to the woke mob thing because you mentioned woke, but there's always a way to
go to back find to woke. Out. Okay.
Oh, that's the wrong one. What's up?
Do your woke thing real quick.
Oh, no. It's going to be easy to find a way to come back to this thing.
We'll circle back with you directly. Yeah, I'll circle back.
The wokeness. You can always come back to wokeness easily enough, you know? MSNBC. Yeah, the Trump bump is gone.
And CNN. Both networks.
We mentioned CNN last week.
I know.
Which is funny because they spent a whole bunch of time ripping apart was it Newsbreak? Which one was it that tried to get big?
Newsmax.
They were talking a ton of trash on Newsmax. Like, oh, their viewership is down this much and this much. And then I went and looked. I was like, CNN is down more. Like, come on, man. I was like, you're on fire throwing kerosene around. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, look, the Joy Reid numbers are in the tank, you know?
Which one?
It's right under CNN down, mentioned last week. She had her worst ever weekly viewership.
She's the one that can't picture her. I keep thinking Joy Behar, but she's the one from like The View, right?
Yeah, Joy Behar's on The View.
Oh my God. Basically,
they're saying that she had the lowest rated weekday total among the demographic of 15 to 24 on December 30th.
Was she the one that was married to the former Republican? No, never mind. I don't know. Oh, well. Rachel Maddow.
And Rachel Maddow's numbers are in the tank, too, you know. They're saying that their primetime lineup is down 49%. Overall, and then down 57% among viewers 25 to 54.
Well, they had to see this coming. I mean,
see it coming.
They had to. They knew Trump wasn't going to be in office forever. They knew this, and they based every dollar they made off of hating Donald Trump. So no matter what happened, unless another Republican won, they knew this. They weren't going to have this bump anymore. What are they? Were they all sudden start ripping apart the guy who undoes what you said was evil? That's why they're not talking trash about with the 700% capacity these migrant facilities, because they said Trump was evil for doing whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And now you can't bring it up to Biden. They got no. Again, like I said, they're just so division. They're not. There's nothing to divide so much. There's nothing to divide over. How's that?
Yeah. Well, there's been a huge thing happened this week. President Biden finally had an official press conference with the White House press corps.
I did not watch it.
Did anybody?
You going to last 10 minutes?
No, he lasted longer than that. He had cue cards.
Oh, is for questions and answers?
Yeah, he had little like 3x5 cards to look at.
His crib notes.
To jog his memory.
Well, even worse, I don't know how close you looked. There were pictures of the reporters that he called on them.
No, I didn't see that.
With little blurbs next to him. And all I could think was like, this is a picture of this guy. I pointed him, let him say what he has to say, and then say this. That's all I could think. It was like...
Yeah.
But yeah.
You know, and that was the press conference where he said there might not ever... You know, he's planning on running for re-election in 2024. And somebody asked him if he's going to be running against Trump. And he said, well, I don't even think the Republican Party is going to be around in 2024. So... The guy Trump that needs was a Republican to be Party. Unity president, you know, he's blowing up unity. Blah, 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 blah. I never thought he was unity president.
Well, he's blowing up Syria, too.
Yeah, well, that ain't the last place to blow up in the next 4 years.
Come on, give him a break. You've been in the United States for 120 years now.
Mm. In the Senate for 120 years.
Senate, yeah.
The best part is political fact check. They're like, yes, he did say that.
Oh, does that show up on a Facebook fact check?
Well, I don't know what that.
I say if it showed up on Facebook, it'd say missing context. That seems to be their go-to line these days. Missing context.
How could one man have possibly put in 120 years into anything? It's one thing when we say like, these three people have combined. But there's no way I've done 120 years of doing something when I'm not 120.
Yeah, well, you know. We're using Biden math.
That's how they won the vote.
That's exactly how they won the vote. 82 equals 120. Well, he's not 82 now, but he will be if he runs again, right?
Yeah.
The guy can't form a complete sentence now.
He was reading from a script at the press conference.
Of course he was.
And then... the old White House doctor for President Trump is really concerned about, after the press conference, about his mental fitness.
Obviously. The guy can't form a complete sentence. I'm surprised he can read off of a teleprompter, even if it is the size of a football field.
And then you got on here... Or maybe I put it on here, the 6 most interesting moments from Joe Biden's first presidential conference.
Whoops, that was a mistake. You put that up there. That's actually what I clicked on because I didn't give a crap about watching the thing.
Well, I watched like 30 seconds of it. And I couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah, there's something down here.
He's not a very interesting person to watch. And the press doesn't ask any hard questions. Every question is a softball question. It's like night and day between the way Biden gets treated compared to Trump.
Here we go. Here's one thing. Rolling back the policies of remain in Mexico, sitting on the edge of the Rio Grande in a muddy circumstance with not enough to eat. I make no apologies for that, Biden said. I make no apologies for ending programs that did not exist before Trump before Trump became president, that have an incredibly negative impact on the law, international law, as well on human dignity, which is funny because I was looking at something else, but that stupid commercial popped up and moved my screen.
Of course.
Oh, here we go. Biden was asked whether he had rolled back the policies of his predecessor too quickly. First of all, this is quotation. First of all the policies that were underway were not helping at all, did not slow up the amount of immigration, Biden said.
Yes, it did.
Rolling back the policies of separating children from their mothers make no apology for that. These kids, by definition, they're unaccompanied minors, right? Right. And so that means their mother's not there.
And there's a law in place that the Obama administration put in place that you can only hold minors for 3 days.
Oh, it's been weeks. Some of them in there now.
They got to go someplace after 3 days. That's why the cages were developed by the Obama administration and why they're now called something totally different in the Biden administration, but they're the exact same cages.
The same ones that Obama built, Obama and Biden built.
Yeah.
But again, is it even worth pointing out hypocrisy anymore, man? It's like anyone who's willing to acknowledge that maybe something's not right has already looked at it and seen it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you can't point this out to people. It's like, well, it's not the same. It's like, no, it's literally the same cage. And then they're like, well, how come I had an argument recently about this? And it's like, well, how come Trump never brought this up before? And I was like, did you watch the debate when he goes, who built the cages, Joe? Who built the cages? It's like, that's literally what he was saying was, you built these. You hated me for them. I shut them down. Then he gets back in office and opens them right back up.
Yep.
Just, it's infuriating, dude.
Extremely.
He's talking about, doubling the shots. He's talking about...
everybody that's wanted to get a shot has pretty much, by the end of April, will have gotten their shots. There's going to be plenty of shots to give the rest of the world, because everybody that's pro-vaccine will have gotten it by then.
So who's going to eat the check? Who's going to eat the bill on this then, when there's 500 million doses that go to spoil because nobody wants to touch them?
Oh, they won't go to spoil. We'll transfer them to another country.
They're only good for so long. A doctor got arrested recently for handing out vaccines because they were going to go bad because they're out of the freezer for so long. They're going to expire, and he got in trouble because he's like, oh, there were too many Indian names on the registry. He's like, that's because I know a bunch of Indian people because I'm Indian and live in an Indian neighborhood, right? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got arrested for that. It's like, so you're saying he literally should have thrown them in the garbage?
It's insane.
But talk about this filibuster thing.
Yeah.
I don't know what I think, dude. They talk about changing
the filibuster goes away.
Well, they talk about, instead of doing it with so many votes, now instead that they're going to demand you actually stand up and continue to talk for 30 hours.
Yeah, well, I mean, eventually you stop talking and then it would be a simple majority vote again.
That's what they're looking to do now.
Yeah.
Well, here we go. Biden said Thursday he strongly supports reforming the silent filibuster to a talking filibuster, where senators who want to block legislation would have to hold the floor by talking endlessly. He cited statistics that there were just 58 motions to break a filibuster from 1917 to 1971. But last year, there were five times that many. Democrats in the minority invoked the filibuster in most instances. Yeah. So he's looking to undo a policy that his party has been exploiting.
Right, because it's convenient for them.
No, because now the other guys can use it. And this is what the Democrats seem to do every time they're in power.
Yeah.
They do anything to crush the minority, but then they're the minority, and all of a sudden it's racist against us. What the hell is that? I got McAfee trying to scan. Sorry. This virus protection crap, dude, that's the biggest scam there is. They install the crap on your computer, and then when you don't pay them money, it's extortion. When you don't pay them, all of a sudden, the next day,
you got a virus.
A virus, yeah. But this is what they do, man. Is they'll go and, like, oh, these guys might be able to fight back with us. We'll undo it. Just like the trying to force Merrick Garland to the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
And it even worked for them. And then they were all butthurt when Kavanaugh got approved. And it's like, you passed the policy to make this possible.
I mean... The Democrats in power are trying to impeach Kavanaugh.
Yeah, you guys hear about Trump?
They're trying to run another FBI investigation on him and prove that he lied during his confirmation hearing.
Hey, you guys hear about Trump and Fox News?
No.
Podcast. He was talking to somebody in the podcast, the saying that Mitch McConnell is not strong enough. You know, he should tell the Senate not to show up and vote, and automatically it's not gonna be only gonna be 50 votes, and Kamala Harris cannot vote in because there's not
any quorum.
You know, so
it's gonna you're be- only gonna be able to do that so many times. You know.
Well, either way, it looks like no matter what bill comes through, it's gonna be dead on arrival.
Yeah, unless they get rid of the filibuster.
Yeah.
I went ahead and paused recording because he took off as soon as I showed up, as if I knew what the hell you guys were talking about.
No, I talked to him about Trump and the new podcast. He was talking about that Mitch McConnell is not strong enough, you know, to tell them, you know, to tell all the Republicans not to show up and don't vote. Because they're only gonna vote is gonna count as the Democrats, and Kamala Harris cannot vote because there's not another contradiction in vote. You know, if they don't show up, if only the Democrats show up and vote, that's it. There's nothing they can do about it. They're gonna proceed forward.
Yeah, big problem with that is that not everyone who voted for Biden was a Democrat. Most of that voted Biden voted against Trump. I'm hitting play out, record again. I hit pause, Brian, because as soon as I showed up, you like took off, and I was like, I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
I don't either. Ray brought up a topic.
Sure, what's that?
I don't remember.
I know, we actually just talked about it in the office. Okay. Minute here. But I was saying earlier, it just seems not that the Democrats keep passing all this policy. And then when they're in charge, to make sure that the minority has no say. And then as soon as they are a minority, these policies are racist. And it's like, when is someone going to finally acknowledge that the people putting these racist policies in place are the very people calling them racist?
I don't think they'll ever notice. I mean, if they haven't figured it out after all this time, that, you know, the Democrat wants to hold down the minority and keep them, you know, indebted to them. They've been promising change for the last 50 years, and change still ain't come, you know?
Well, what are they trying to change, honestly?
The Democrats?
Yeah.
Nothing. They're just, it's a word game, you know? They promise it, so you'll vote for them. They vote for them, and nothing changes.
But what's supposed to change?
That they get out of poverty, they get a step up in life where they're not living in, you know, low income housing or Section 8 housing, and they're on food stamps the rest of their life.
So they're promising them to get out of poverty by voting for me, and I'll give you enough money to not be in poverty.
Yeah.
Is the average person dumb enough to believe? Honestly, let's be real here. Dumb enough to believe that the government can just hand out money.
I would say more than you want to believe that. I mean, look how excited people get with their tax refunds of $3,000 or $4,000 at the end of the year because they've got a few kids.
At least
they paid a lot of money into the system.
Now, at least the average person I talked to about that understands that that's their money. But there's no way you can believe that if the government could just hand you money. Maybe that's why people think that Republicans are evil. Maybe they do believe the government could just print money and make it real.
Well, there's some, like AOC and other congressmen and women are saying that the $1,400 we just got as a stimulus should come every month. It should be part of the UBI.
Where's that money going to come from?
From the same place we're getting now, from China.
We're printing it right now. We're just making it out of thin air. If we can just make it out of thin air, then why bother with currency at all?
Right.
Like, for real, it's like, if you could have infinite dollars by just going poof, then why bother with currency? You can have whatever you want for free. But then it becomes, who's going to build this thing for you and who's going to deliver it to you.
And who's going to pay for it?
Well, we're assuming that they're doing it for free. And again, if it's infinite money, who cares about paying for anything? Like, oh, I have infinite dollars. You're going to pay me $100 billion. I have infinite dollars. I don't care. Why am I going to spend 15 hours in my backyard building you a whatever for free?
Yeah.
If I'm an infinite millionaire, you know, infinite heir, why am I going to bother making this stuff? I won't. Let me say, would you just take it from Jeff Bezos? Go ahead and write a bill that says that, Ben. Go ahead and write a bill that says Jeff Bezos owes the federal government $5 billion.
Well,
instead of trying to make it sound like you're taxing him, because we all know that's not what's actually happening.
Yeah, well, he's going to stop working. He's going to stop putting money into his company. He's probably going to shut the company down at that point, you know? He's not going to pay more money to the federal government than he's already paying. It's stupid.
That's what I'm saying. If you want to actually hit Jeff Bezos with it, yeah, you actually have to get Congress to say, Jeff Bezos owes us money, not we're going to change tax law. Because the guys with the $100 million lawyers are going to figure out how to hide their money.
Yeah.
You and I, you're going to get nailed this year on taxes because of what Biden just did.
Well,
there's nothing you can do about it.
Actually, I'm getting a tax break because the first $10,000 of my unemployment is now tax-free.
Yep, and you're going to get charged at twice the rate after that.
So, since we kind of brought up Bezos.
Basically, the $10,000 thing makes it so that an amateur or a hobbyist can make a little bit of money.
Yeah.
It means all the Navy wives making and selling soap through Facebook aren't criminals, which they have been, technically speaking.
You brought up Facebook, which leads me into my next topic that's not on our list. Sure. I don't know how closely you followed the Australia Facebook fight.
I followed it closer than I wanted to.
Well, Facebook caved.
No shit.
They're going to pay News Corp money to carry their news on their on the Facebook feeds.
Copyright to copyrights, right?
Yep. So when will that expand? When will other countries do the same thing now that it's proven it works in Australia? When does this happen in the U.S.? When does this
I don't think they have the balls to do it. Especially because with the government in place right now, they're not going to do anything to protect the ownership of this material that Facebook is putting everywhere. I don't think CNN has a leg to stand on saying they should get paid if you share their article.
Okay.
Just my opinion.
Yeah, that's fine. What the show's about, opinions.
My God. I'm sorry, I'm in this John Stossel Libertarian Freedom Center, whatever the hell, Facebook group. The more I interact with libertarians, the more they piss me off.
You say that almost every other show.
Bop it now.
They just... Well, let's see what this one said. I'm sure it was about something stupid. I just saw the headline. Oh, okay. Dominion, you know, you only see a little bit of what comes up when you're notified about like a Facebook post.
Yeah.
Also, it was Dominion voting systems. I was like, oh my God.
Right.
Typically, though, all I see from these libertarians is them arguing with each other saying, I'm more libertarian than you. And for some reason, a lot of libertarians think being a libertarian is being an anarchist. There's a difference.
Yeah.
That's why that party pisses me off. That's why any of these parties piss me off. I don't like the idea of subscribing to someone else's philosophy.
Yeah.
I'm the weirdo, though. All right. What the hell are we talking about?
We were talking about John Stossel.
Oh, yeah. That just came up because I'm pretty sure John Stossel has nothing to do with this group, actually.
Well, apparently, Biden had another gaffe this week and called the Afghan president by the wrong name, but you can no longer find that in the transcript because it is long gone. The White House changed the transcript of the phone conversation that the two had and had made it so it doesn't exist anymore.
Now, see, that seems messed up. There's enough world leaders that the occasional mistake with the name's not that big a deal. Like, let's be real. Do you know the guy's name?
No.
There you go.
I'm not the president of the United States talking to him on the phone. I guarantee you, if I was going to have a phone conversation with him, I would
have your VP do it.
Yeah. I'd have it on my cheat sheet before the call.
You're right. I would have it written down right in front of me.
Yeah. So another key piece of news that happened this week that the White House doesn't call it a crisis, but they do realize they've got a problem at the southern border now. So they're putting their best people in charge of fixing it.
People.
Who's that? Kamala Harris?
Yeah. President Harris. She's going to fix the problem.
The hell?
Lop it to the DHS person.
Well, she's going to oversee the DHS person. She's in charge. It's like she's going to be like how Biden was in charge of the stimulus money when Obama was president, you know, doling out the money. She's going to be in charge of overseeing the fixing of the southern border.
Think so.
Well, by title, she's got the job. I mean, I think he almost had to give her the job after a reporter asked her if she was going to the southern border and she started laughing at everybody.
Yeah. The hell, I had it in here. I'm a little pissed. I had a sound clip from last week that I used about the crisis on the southern border, and they're like, it's not a crisis. That sucks. I don't know where it went.
I didn't delete it.
Hmm?
I didn't delete it.
No, you couldn't anyway. But it was Jen Psaki.
Yeah.
Calling it a crisis on the border. Oh, here we go.
There have been expectations set outside of, unrelated to any vaccine doses or requests for them, that they would be partners in dealing with the crisis on the border. And there have been requests.
Yeah, there's a little bit more, but basically the idea was she said the crisis on the border. While they're claiming there's no crisis on the border, you know? Apparently not. My bad.
There is a crisis.
By the way, did you hear about this changing subject? Unless you got more to bring up.
Nope. Change it.
Well, we mentioned the woke mob before, right?
Yeah, several times.
And for a while, you were allowed to, like, apologize and that was okay and it was over with, but it seems that, sorry, the wife started vacuuming. It seems like the woke mob now doesn't allow for a mistake and then to come back. Like, now once you've screwed up, you've been cut off. There's no prodigal son of the Bible, you know what I mean? I'm assuming both you guys. Brian, I know you're particularly into the Catholic Christian church, and Ray, you're Hispanic. You must be Christian, probably Catholic. He's like, yep.
Not practicing.
No, but he definitely read the Bible growing up.
Yeah, I guarantee it.
Almost certainly went to Sunday school, too.
No, because you're from El Salvador. What's the primary religion in El Salvador?
Oh, definitely Christianity.
No, Catholic. Catholicism.
Well, they there you go, Catholic. Yeah. That was my guess, as Catholic.
And he was an altar boy. I bet he had a good priest to look up to.
So I used to have the part down the middle of his head. The priest rubbed it and said, "Go, it's not a sin. It's not a sin." But yeah, so I'm assuming you guys know what the prodigal son is. But it's, it seems like this woke mob now doesn't let you screw up and make it right anymore, like they used to. He doesn't even give us a heads up. He just disappears.
No, I'm dealing with a Roomba right now. It was trying to come into the room.
A Roomba?
Yeah.
Little vacuum thing?
Yeah.
You just kicked it and went the other way?
Yeah.
Like a cat or a dog.
Yeah, it's really stupid, you know. It's dead battery and it's trying to find home, but it goes into 10 different rooms before it actually finds the home base.
Nice. I'm all set with game. I'm not messing with GameStop, right? He leaves as I'm about to bring up Silver because of that. But you hear about this undisclosed conference that Biden had?
No, I didn't hear anything about it.
Yeah, of course not. I actually had our links for it, but I got lazy and didn't share them. But his recordings have been released, and he's talking about like an FDR style, LBJ style overhaul of the US.
Isn't that kind of what his next big infrastructure bill is going to do for us?
Yes. And this is the quote, great reset. And they're expecting to be able to ram it through mostly executive action, but they have the legislature too. It seems like he's talking about passing all sorts of crazy like executive action gun control, like we mentioned.
Yeah.
And realistically, you're not allowed to pass a law affecting the Constitution of the United States. Period. Let alone the president not even passing a law, just saying F you, I don't care what the rules are. Like I mentioned earlier, that's what pissed me off when Trump did the same thing with bump stocks.
Yeah.
The idea of a bump stock was that I wouldn't get a bruise on my shoulder if I shot a deer.
Right.
Just because some.
I think Ray posted it in the group earlier this week where there was the gun buyback in Atlanta or someplace like that.
The picture of the guy who made his own crap?
Yeah. And he got paid to turn it in.
Well, it was no questions asked. And he decided to demonstrate they were functional. And they only had to be able to fire it once. But yeah, it was like a piece of pipe strapped to a piece of wood, and it had like an old school fuse in the back, and it's like, and no questions asked means they weren't allowed to ask him if he was manufacturing them illegally himself.
Right.
They gave him $200 because he spent $30 in parts. He's like, I'll go yeah. make 50 more of these. Just it's nuts.
Well, I've said it many times on the show. I'm not a huge fan of executive orders for this very reason, that every time there's an administration change, everything changes.
Yes. And not only does everything change every time there's a new administration, because you undo the last guys and you do your own new ones.
Mm-hmm.
But you make it a pain in the ass for the actual laws.
Yeah.
Why does the president get to decide this stuff? Like, that's not their job. Like, why are we treating the president like they're a freaking king?
Right.
I don't know, man. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to do. I'm just getting frustrated as hell. The stuff that Trump was supposedly the worst person on the planet for, Biden is worse by 5. And I can show you video of it.
Yep.
You know, you want to call Trump a racist? Fine, call him a racist. Show me any example of it, and I'll show you the video of Biden saying he doesn't want his children growing up in an ethnic jungle.
Right.
And you know?
And I love the story about when he was working as a lifeguard at the pool, you know, and they told him to bring a chain to the fight.
Bring a what?
Bring a chain to the fight when he was fighting African-Americans.
Corn pop.
Yes, corn pop.
Exactly. Corn pop.
Uh-huh.
By the way, what was this? 1912 that you brought a chain to a street fight?
I don't even know how many of these stupid stories I actually believe, you know? I think he makes them up as he goes.
You must. Like, seriously, can you even name a movie where someone brought a chain to a street fight?
No.
No. A chain. If you can bring a weapon, bring a club, bring a bat. bring a gun.
What was the musical West Side Story?
West Side Story. Yeah. Rip off of Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah.
And they had like switchblades and chains. It's like, pap! Look how easy that was. Criminy, dude. I honestly expected this to last long before it ran out of material. I don't know what the hell you did in this Google Docs, man. You got like definitions and links and stuff over here.
I don't know what I did either. I'm trying. This is your Google Doc, though. You set this one up.
I set them all up.
I set one up and you ignored it.
Oh, did you? I'm sorry. I didn't realize that. You really under Jeffrey and Brian?
Yeah.
Did you send me a link? Did you send me you probably sent me the invite, but not the link.
Yeah, I sent the invite. Yeah.
I'm really bad about checking my email.
That's all good. So I got two more topics on here.
Pissa.
Where do you want to go? Bernie Sanders or hate crimes?
There you go. The Bernie thing. I'm gonna give Bernie credit because I don't usually agree with the guy. He doesn't like the idea of a permanent ban from Twitter for Trump.
No. But what Trump just did an interview about Twitter, and he's finally realized that he can get more out in a press release than he can on Twitter with its 130 characters limitation. So yes. Even if he's unbanned, I don't think you're going to see the same Trump on Twitter tweeting.
He's making his own social media platform. That's what it's going to be from now on.
Yeah. And I think it's going to really screw up Twitter and Facebook and probably Parler, because I don't know about any of you two on Parler.
It's a joke.
Well, here's what I found out recently is Don Bongino is one of the major investors in Parler.
I brought this up like two or three episodes ago, actually. Well,
depending on what time you bring it up in the show, I may or may not remember it because I might be wasted by that point.
I believe it's Dan Bongino.
Yeah, whatever.
He's the one replacing Rush. Actually, I brought this up last week when we talked about him replacing Rush. Yeah,
he's replacing the Rush time slot. He's not replacing Rush.
Yeah. I went into the whole, I'm not a big fan of Dan Bongino, but he seems to be really popular. He's a founding member of Parler. I'm not a big fan of that guy, but like I said, he seems to be insanely popular. I tried listening to his podcast. That was difficult.
Okay.
I'm having a tough time to listen to the No Agenda show too, though. I'm listening to like half of one episode and a third of the other episode a week now.
Well,
2-3 hour shows a week is nuts.
Yep, they do it. We don't.
No, we might do a 1-3 hour episode and go, oh my God, that was so long.
Well, they're also they actually make decent money to do those episodes too. So, on the value for value proposition, you know, people are paying them for what they feel they're worth. So,
yeah, and I get that. But it seems like they're so caught up in the way they make money. That 45 minutes of that episode is them calling someone the grandmaster of whatever round table night has been deduced with a purple lance. Well,
I mean, if you so choose, you can fast forward through that session. That's the nice thing about a podcast.
Yeah, but I never know how long they're going to be doing this for. But yeah, just it's been so much time doing the who paid us. And yet, apparently, at the end, like $100-something to get a shout out on their show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Criminy.
I mean, no, if I donated $55.12, you get a shout out, but you wouldn't get like, you're not going to get a jingle or anything like that. So anything over $50, they'll talk about it.
Almost choked on a pretzel rod. Yes, I choke on a lot of rod, right? But yeah, Bernie, like I said, Bernie, I just, he didn't like the idea of shutting someone down forever.
Yeah. Well, Bernie didn't like a lot of things, and Bernie still hasn't got a clue that he's never going to get elected as the, he's never going to be the nominee of the Democrat Party. He's running, he is an independent.
He has to realize that he doesn't have a chance.
Support of the Democrat Party. He's more likely to get more support from the independents.
Yeah.
Than he would from the actual Democrat Party. There's always going to be rules in place where he is not going to get the nomination of the party.
I'm surprised he didn't get it after Hillary. Because it was obvious what happened there.
Yeah,
but then it happened again. Then it happened again with Biden. And it's like, are you done? And then I was like, are you done blowing these guys? And he's like, no.
Yeah, I'm still going to keep blowing.
He said enough stupid things to make him not even sound like his original message or his message at all.
No.
We got to get rid of these millionaires and billionaires. All of a sudden, he's a millionaire. We got to stop these billionaires.
He's got hold on. Houses.
Well, like, hold on, Bernie. Yeah, you're a millionaire. What? Virginia's got to
get this money because he's never held a real job.
He wrote a book.
Oh, anybody read it?
Enough to make him $1 million because he's Bernie Sanders.
That just means all the unions bought up all the copies.
Well, Andy got married.
Yeah. To a person that ran a college system into the ground.
And got paid a ton of money while doing it.
Yeah.
Cost the taxpayers how much money? A millionaire now, and he's not talking about millionaires anymore. He's talking about billionaires. And it's like, Bernie, you have millions of dollars. Vermont has tons of poverty. Bernie actually grew up in Vermont. And he was talking about his dirt floor growing up.
Right.
Why don't you take some of his millions of dollars and put in floors instead of saying, I earned this money. This is mine.
Yeah. What's he doing to help out the people around him?
Well, what he's doing is he's trying to legislate your money, fixes it instead of his money.
Yeah.
I don't understand how this used to be the argument that the Democrats made, was these wealthy people are hiring people and they're hiding their money and it's getting passed off on you and they're evil. And this was the whole thing of the 60s and the 70s.
Yeah.
And now they're just like, take my money to fix this problem. It's like, are you kidding me? We started a revolution over a 3% tea tax.
Boy, oh boy, would somebody be disappointed in us now?
I'm getting charged $27, 27% tax to purchase marijuana.
That's why you go through your drug dealer still.
Yes, mostly. That's a recreational tax. There's no tax, I believe, or far less tax on medicinal. But yeah, even so, but
there's other issues that come with a medical card.
Yeah. And I'm getting ready to grow some myself, and I still can't decide if I want to grow a whole bunch or just a couple of trees to keep myself in supply. Because I can grow one or two trees in the house and not make my whole house stink.
Okay.
But I'm allowed to have up to 12 trees at a time and 6 in flower at a time.
Well, I think with the amount of time you have for summer up there, I think you're going to have to grow something inside.
Typically, yes. A strain was found in Afghanistan maybe 20, 30 years ago called Cannabis ruderalis. And it's not a sun cycle that makes it flower. It's time to automatically flower. So you don't need the amount of sunlight to trigger a flower. Now, the more sunlight you do get, the better. But I could grow it outside and not stink up my home.
Yeah.
Problem is, if I grow 12 trees outside, it's going to smell and it's going to be blowing around the neighborhood all the time, you know?
Right.
Yeah. I'm still trying to figure out what I'm going to do. I'm not really in a rush. I'm getting a pretty good price black market anyway.
Yeah.
We'll see though. I'm looking to grow a whole bunch of stuff. probably going to drop about a grand planting some plant beds.
And we did mention earlier in the show that the gun used in the Boulder shooting was a pistol.
Not an assault rifle?
No. Even though that's what they want to ban again, it's assault rifles. It had some added accessories to it to make it look like a rifle.
A pistol.
It was still a pistol.
I've seen those weird things that you hook up and you hope.
Yeah.
The problem is that doesn't actually make your pistol any more accurate.
No.
It's still got the short barrel.
What was it? It was a Ruger 55 or 555 or something like that. It was a Ruger. They were talking about it on the No Agenda show today when I was listening to it driving around.
So. Was there a new one today? I thought the new one was yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, I listened to about half of that. But then they got into
the... in it than I am. I usually listen to it when I'm driving around or working out. So.
Yeah, I just try to listen to this and that. But yeah, I mean, half the time when I listen to them, like, all I hear is stuff like this.
And we got the article, from The Blaze.
Which one's this?
White supremacy.
Oh, yeah. The guy who allegedly tossed up a Nazi salute and said white power. Don't get me wrong, the guy's a dick. But what did he do that was illegal?
Nothing.
He was arrested. He's arrested and charged for a hate crime. I mean, this could really come down to a First Amendment issue and like suing the city.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. The guy's an asshole. If this happened.
Yeah.
And that poor family. But you have a right to be an asshole.
Yeah.
Even a racist asshole.
Right.
Assuming he didn't physically touch or block these people from doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
He's every right. Just like the crazy guy on the street corner telling him that the end is coming and you need to repent for your sins. He has every right to be there and do that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what to do, man. It's like, there's actually a link here. I thought it was just whatever. Police charge him with hate crime for allegedly making Nazi salute and shouting white supremacist slogan at black family. Of course, all these commercials show up.
That's what I don't like of The Blaze.
Yeah, I know. I'm not big.
There's some sites that I can deal with, but
Epic Times is worse to me.
Well, maybe because I pay for it. I paid $1 for like 4 months. Yeah. It's not that bad, but Blaze is horrible for ads everywhere on the page. You got to click through a bunch of shit to get to see anything. So
here we go. The incident reportedly unfolded on Saturday in New Leno, an unincorporated village in southwest Chicago. I don't know what unincorporated village means. Police said that a woman was leaving a Walgreens store with her 3 children, 2 of whom were black. So is she black herself?
We're talking a mixed family.
Yeah. When she was confronted by a man who was parked in the car next to hers. They said the man struck his chest, raised his arms in what appeared to be a Nazi salute, and yelled, "White power," several times to the woman and her children. Asshole thing. Don't get me wrong. Nothing illegal.
It's a he said, she said thing. You know.
Not even that. Okay, even if he goes ahead and said, yes, it happened. No crime was committed.
No.
This is going to be a First Amendment issue.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're going to tell him he can't say that, then I damn well expect a whole bunch of people to get arrested for saying all white people are racist and, you know, yada, yada.
We are racist. I mean, it is what it is.
Well, I'm getting fed up.
We've got one person on the show that's not racist. Ray.
I don't know. He's Catholic. So maybe he is. You see Megan Rapinoe was running her mouth again?
Who, what?
Megan Rapinoe is running her mouth again.
I don't know who that is.
She was a purple-haired soccer player.
Oh, yeah, from the U.S. World, the women's soccer team. Yeah, okay.
And she's all butthurt that she's still not making as much money as the men. And I laughed because the first thing I thought was people like a feminine. Never mind. I was about to make a joke about a feminist woman and her inability to cook. But she's not bringing in the money that these professional men's soccer players are bringing in. And you know what? The women don't exist anymore. Men can play women's sports. So let's abolish men's and women's sports and just have soccer and let her try to compete against the men. Let her even try out. And when she complains about sexism, it's like, you didn't do as good as these guys. Now you have no job.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. You got all these loud feminists, and they demand equal pay, but they don't think they should have to put out the equal result. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because there's no rule in the MLS, Major League Soccer, saying that women cannot play in the men's league. There's no rule saying that. If she was good enough, she would be playing on their team and make more money because she'd be competing. But instead, she's playing against people that weigh 40 pounds less and can only run 80% the speed of, you know?
And they don't have the same amount of advertisers.
Because no one watches it.
Yeah.
Look at, I had to mention her name 3 times and tell you what sport she was for you to remember who she was.
Yeah.
And she was loud and obnoxious. Maybe you can name one other woman soccer player ever.
Oh, yeah. I don't follow women's soccer. I don't even follow men's soccer.
No, neither do I. But I came up with one of the women's soccer name. Mia Hamm. She used to date Noma Garcia-Power from the Boston Red Sox. And she was the one who ripped her shirt off after she won that championship. So there you go. The only woman you remember from women's soccer, besides the obnoxious loud one, was the one who took her clothes off.
Right. So I just added a last minute topic that I just saw on Fox News. Sharon Osbourne has been canceled from the talk.
Ozzy's wife?
Yep. Ozzy's wife is no longer going to be a co-host on the show because she defended Morgan Pierce's rant, or his ability to make the rant.
Piers Morgan?
About Meghan Markle and her husband, Harry.
Yeah. What show is it? What's it called?
The Talk.
Never heard of it.
Well, it's one of those female talk shows in the middle of the day. She's been a co-host on it for years.
Since
2010.
My God.
Just and all she basically, she didn't defend what he said. She came out and said that he has the ability, he has the free speech to say what he left on Good Morning Britain.
Funny thing is, in England, you do not have the freedom of speech to do that.
No, but she has the freedom of speech to say it in the U.S.
True. And so there you go.
CBS canceled her.
That gives you a little heads up. Is it? You disagree with what we had to say, you won't be able to say it anymore.
Right. That's where we're heading. Kind of scary.
Either one of you fellas have any idea what's going to take to set up a web page?
We actually have one on Podbean.
What's that?
We have a web page on Podbean.
For us?
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking like the Jeffrey and Brian show.com.
Ooh.
Like, well, it can't be that bad to get
No, I mean, you can go through GoDaddy and pay like $10 a year or something like that. And then we just have to figure out how to build a web page on it. And there's programs. Should we stop the show and then talk about this? The people really want to hear us talking about a web page.
Well, anyone who's listened this long might be interested in it because they might actually give a crap what we're doing.
Yeah, I mean, GoDaddy is a good way to get the domain. I guarantee the domain's available. Well, I can't guarantee that, but you can
check out GoDaddy.com. Didn't Danica Patrick used to do their commercials?
Yeah. Mm. And they had porn stars doing their commercials at one point, too, so. Are listening to Crest and that? I doubt it. We're not going to Crest and that for people going to our website.
We're going to break the internet, man.
But then somebody's got to figure out how to build the actual page. You know,
and that's what it says. I have no idea how to do that. Like, I remember MySpace.
Yeah. I mean, we could probably figure it out. There's sites out there you can pay to do it with and stuff. And we can do some research. I like the idea of what you're going with, because that's what I've noticed with a lot of podcasts. They're using their web pages for show notes. So we could actually transfer our Google documents with our links, you know, into a web page with show notes that would be clickable, you know, so it just adds to the show. It adds to the quality of the show.
Well, not just that, but we could also publish the show on that web page too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you can put a link to the YouTube version on it. You can put a link to the Podbean version on there.
No, I'm thinking that. I'm thinking upload it right to it, just because then if we do get canceled for cancel culture, yeah, there'd be somewhere else for people to find us.
In the end, GoDaddy may not be our best. We may need to set up our own web server if we want to avoid all cancel culture.
True. And that sounds like a lot of work.
What happened to Parler with Amazon Web Services, you know?
Yeah, I actually had something. Damn, I thought I put it in the list, actually, about CNN and a couple other places that got busted flat out lying and making stuff up about Parler.
It wasn't on the list.
Yeah. They got busted, like, absolutely making this stuff up to try to make them look. No, it wasn't CNN. It was Facebook and Twitter.
Okay.
Put a whole bunch of stuff out to make them look like they were worse than they actually were. And, like, that's why they got shut down. And it turns out, like, Facebook and Twitter are less good at controlling hate speech on their platform than Parler is. Right. And by hate speech, I mean people actually suggesting committing crimes.
Well, I think I saw an article similar to that where, you know, there's lots of groups in Facebook that are all about hate speech, you know, and Facebook's doing nothing about stopping the closing down the groups or anything like that. So,
yeah. I wish I'd click that up. Like I said, I was wicked lazy this week, though.
But it doesn't fit the narrative, so it's never going to be a big deal.
Pictured. That's pretty good. Sorry, I was expecting to hear from Claire. Just because Claire sent me a message recently talking about doing that other Tasty Quiz and the Dirty Tranny thing. We've been trying to do that for like 3-5 months now. She sent me a message asking about, you know, like, who should we have on? And I was like, okay. I guess we're going to do this. I expected to hear from her.
I got a news alert from Fox while we did the show, but I can't click on the link to like find more information about it. But Trump mockingly demands to know where the special counsel investigation stands with Durham, from the Attorney General Durham, that he was appointed to like look into, you know, a bunch of the different things. And as per special counsel investigations, it's kind of like disappeared in the never never land.
No, nothing about that. I have like nothing to bring up. Jesus.
William Barr appointed him to look into corruption and stuff years ago. And yeah, they just put off the report and put off the report. Hopefully, hoping that nobody would ever bring up the report. Meanwhile, he's been paid millions of dollars to do this report.
Of course. So I'm trying to. I clicked on a damn Daily Wire link, and that was a mistake.
Oh, they're worse than the Blaze.
I know, especially with the damn new Candace Owens pickup. The Baker, remember him from 2018? Yeah. That got sued by the same sex.
Oh, yeah, out in Seattle or someplace out west. Yeah, I remember him.
Colorado, actually.
Colorado.
On Monday, he was on trial again.
What time for this?
transgender activist wanted him to make him a birthday cake and refused.
Well, he's just being targeted at this point.
Yeah, and he can use the same argument this time, was that I have a freedom of speech, which means that I am free of you forcing me to say something I don't want.
Yeah, but the states are putting laws in place that if you're a business, you can't refuse service based on religious beliefs.
Transgender is not religion.
To some people it is.
Well, that's the case, then my politics are religion, and you're not allowed to kick me out because I don't support your guy. DC is the only place that has that law in place.
They won't be the last.
They've had that in place for like 15 years. No one else does. Well, DC, you're allowed to discriminate based on ideology right now.
The Democrats are trying to make DC a state.
Yeah, by the way, it's actually in the Constitution that it's not supposed to be a state. Maryland gave up a piece of their territory for DC.
Virginia.
Yes. Just so that DC didn't have any liability.
If it's in the Constitution, how do they become a state?
Can't. Doesn't mean it's not going to happen. All sorts of unconstitutional stuff has happened.
Okay.
I mean, we wrote the Constitution saying that all men are created equal and everyone's free while we owned human beings. Right. I mean, the Constitution is just a piece of paper. It only has the power that we give it.
Okay.
Well, if we're willing to look the other way, then we're willing to look the other way. Just like with gun rights.
Well, wouldn't the Supreme Court eventually be involved in that?
You would think so, but wouldn't they be involved with gun rights by now?
They are. They're hearing cases this month.
Then how come I have to have a permit to have a shotgun in Massachusetts? How come the federal Supreme Court, the United States Supreme Court, has not said no?
Because they still believe in states' rights.
States' rights are separate from violating the Constitution, though. And no, they don't believe in states' rights. They absolutely do not believe in states' rights because the federal government has completely taken over everything that would be considered states' rights. The war on drugs by itself was a giant infringement upon states' rights.
Is there still a war on drugs?
Yeah. Marijuana is still legal in the United States. Separate thing here. I'm going to change gears. I'm going to settle down. Let me go into pot mode here.
Put your glasses on.
No, not conspiracy, just pot. A booze. Pretty dangerous drug, actually, isn't it?
Yeah.
We've tried outlawing it before, and look how that worked out.
Not well.
Yeah, it invented the most redneck sport in the world.
NASCAR.
Yes, exactly. Sugar is worse in terms of its abilities, but sugar is necessary to survive. Whereas alcohol is not.
I would say nicotine and tobacco is worse than sugar.
True. But anyway, I was going to go to cigarettes next. We have some of these insanely dangerous drugs.
Yeah.
Alcohol, we don't. Alcohol is violent suddenly in terms of usually blunt force. It's either angry or a stupid mistake.
Let him finish his thought before you distract him.
Yeah. Nicotine is dangerous because it's super addictive. But that's a long-term thing. Alcohol tends to be quick. But like realistically, have you ever heard of anyone ever having an issue in terms of medically from marijuana? Like, for real?
Nope.
Never heard of an overdose? You never heard of... you've even heard of overdoses from alcohol. How many people do you know have had alcohol poisoning?
I might have had it once or twice in the Navy.
Yeah. It doesn't happen with bud. You don't drive your car into someone's house on bud. Now, don't get me wrong, don't be driving stoned. But chances are, if you're going to cause an accident driving stone, it's because you're driving too slow on the expressway and someone hit you from behind.
Right.
Just seems nuts that we have marijuana lit in the same category as crack cocaine. And I was going to say, I'm surprised we don't have the same thing going on that we did with the booze during prohibition, but we do. You can get weed any way you want in this country, no problem, within an hour, if you know who to call, right? Uh-huh. And by within an hour, I mean, like, your boy's got to go and call his buddy, who's going to go have to pack a bag and then meet you somewhere while you go to the ATM, and, like, it's that easy.
Yeah.
So the federal government outlawing this is not slowing it down. All it's doing is making sure that you don't know what you're getting your hands on. There's no regulation for it.
Right.
Ultimately, I want to see the 10th Amendment return. I want the federal government getting out of shit that's not in the Constitution. I want to let states make their decisions. And if Colorado wants to be the weed capital, the new Amsterdam, that's fine. But, you know, Boston doesn't have to do it. San Francisco doesn't have to do it. You get my point. We're supposed to be 50 independent states that come together for common defense, yeah, right?
Right.
That's not what's going on. You know it.
I don't know if it'll ever go on again because, you know, the federal government's got its hands in everything and they want their hands in everything. So now,
Trump wanted to drain the swamp. And by that, I'm assuming he meant get rid of a lot of the assholes.
He got rid of some, but I don't think he really realized
how deep it was
going to be to get rid of that, how deep it was, how thick it was, you know?
Yes. But how much of what he was thinking, talking about in terms of draining the swamp, how much of it was getting rid of policy that's stupid?
Oh, all of it. I mean, he was trying to get rid of everything that was stupid. He was trying to run, he was actually trying to run the government as a business. And that was a big issue for a lot of politicians too.
No, I honestly get that argument. And as much as I love what Trump did, and I like the idea of running it as a business, but that sounds like the definition of fascism. But
if it's not a business, he was trying to run it more efficiently.
Yes, yes. No. I'm just saying, but what the Democrats have done is actually merge with business. And Facebook and Twitter and I'm trying to think about CBS, NBC, Paramount. They're all in the pocket of the Democrats. Business is merging with politics, and that is true fascism. When the people selling you a car tell you that you have to vote for their candidate kind of thing. Yeah, we're probably bouncing here pretty soon, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what else what I gotta say. Maybe that was it.
But I know what you're saying, and I agree with it. You know, the federal government needs to get its fingers out of everything. I don't know if it's feasible that they actually do, but, you know.
How'd their fingers get in there?
Obama.
Oh, way before Obama.
Clinton.
Before that even, man. FDR.
Okay.
The New Deal got the government involved in every aspect of your life, didn't they?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Biden wants a new deal. So
the new that's actually, I brought up that though.
Yeah.
He's trying to re-engineer everything, and that's the great reset, I think, is that they're looking for, instead of letting things evolve the way they evolve, they want to be able to hit reset and start everything over in the way they've designed.
Yeah.
But the problem is the way they've designed does not account for your freedom.
Right.
And that pisses me off because what pissed me off even more was it that English family? Shoot. 5 or 6 years ago, maybe, with the sick baby that they wanted to come here to the United States for an experimental surgery. Actually, it couldn't have been 5 or 6 because it was under Trump.
Yeah, and England wouldn't let him go.
And the kid died.
Yeah.
And England is like, oh, no, this is what we do. It's like, no, you're saying this child has to die.
Yeah.
And they're not allowed to go get help. And this was actually brought up as an example of this is the government. You guys are voting into place to say, no, your child has to die.
That's socialized medicine, you know? That's where we're heading. And Biden's trying to expand Obamacare.
Look at the VA. How good is the VA healthcare? How many people do they give AIDS?
I don't know. I can get my vaccine from the VA now.
Yeah, which vaccine?
COVID-19.
Sure. Yeah. I don't know, man. Like I said, I'm frustrated in general. I don't trust any of this crap. Maybe I'm backsliding back into paranoia. But it seems like none of this shit makes sense. None of this is what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And it's right there. All you have to do is look versus just accept. And, you know, maybe I am crazy. You know, maybe I should be locked up because I'm telling you, that elephant's not pink, you know? Let me rephrase that. The emperor has no clothes.
Yep.
And I'm made to think that I'm crazy because that I see a naked emperor. I know you guys see a naked emperor too. You're just pretending that you're smart enough and whatever it is, whatever the story. You remember the story, right?
Yeah.
Everyone's pretending like they can see his beautiful clothes, but you can't because they're not there.
Right.
I don't know. Unless you got more to talk about, I'm going to probably wrap up the actual recording.
No, I think you're good.
All right. Well, that was 32. We had Ray back on finally. Thank goodness. Yeah. It's been long enough, huh?
Uh-huh.
Baby stopped screaming long enough. Almost went outside and recorded my backyard last night.
Was it crickets?
Not just crickets. There's crickets. More than anything else, I got bullfrogs.
Nice.
I got so many bullfrogs. I just go for the croaking. Oh, I might do it actually. And that might be what I play in the background of our welcome to episode or whatever.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And I just have to be careful trying to record it because I'm going to be far away from the frogs and close to the crickets. So I might get really loud crickets instead of all I hear really when I go out there is wicked loud frogs.
Okay.
But they're back in the swamp. You'll hear them. Sorry, hear my guinea pigs through my headphones. I'm sure you'll be up here within a year or so.
Yeah.
But by the way, when you do come up, make sure it is in the spring, summer-ish. One, it's too cold up here in the winter. Two, we can do this outside with the frogs. But
definitely.
That was 32.
Yep.
Jeffrey and Brian show. We'll do another one soon enough, I hope. I guess that's it.
I'm out of here.